We are learning with Sechlik Subas, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, and we're starting on the bottom of the Amud, Daf Yud Beis Amud of the Mishnah. Talk to Mishnah. Achas Amonas Yisrael, Achas Amonas Kahanim, Ksubas Amonah. That we're used to this, we think it's Pashit, but the Mishnah's been chayash to us that Amono Yisrael and Amono of a Kohen, who's a Bas Kohen, the same amount, Ksubas Amonah. Because we'll see that there is an Indian that a Bas Kohen is a little bit more choshev, sort of more choshev than a regular Bas Yisrael, and therefore she deserves more money. She deserves more money. What? She deserves more money. We didn't mention it yet. Now, right? We're now going to mention it right now. That the Amonah is Yisrael, and Amonah is kind of the same thing, Ksubas Amonah. The more they mention this sugi and this sugi now, that the Maila being a Bas Koyin is a Chashivas, and therefore it's more embarrassing than to get divorced, and therefore we give them more money. But the Mishnah is not like that. Mishnah is Sai Amonah is Yisrael, Sai Amonah is Kahanim, Ksubas Amonah, only 100 Zuz. Bezdin shel kahanim hoyigervin lebesula arba meizuz, but the bezdin of the kahanim masakim for their people, their bas kahanim, the daughters of their of the kahanim get for besula 400 zuz. Lemichu biyad mecham, mecham we're not meicha. And zavuy and taisam beiz. What do you mean lemichu biyad mecham? You can do whatever you want the ksuba, whatever you want the ksuba. Teretz says they didn't write a tesefes ksuba. Usually you have a ksuba, you have the mount of the ksuba, they have tesefes ksuba. You can do whatever you want. Here, they put in the standard amount of the ksuba was 400 zuz. And the chum were a meicha. They were masking to that part of the takana that they can misakin, that a psula, who's a bas koyin, gets 400 zuz. That's the mishnah. So now mishnah says amana is the same, equal, but psula of a bas koyin gets more. Zog the gemara, tano, linton, abraisa, va amana as kahanim ksubasa masayim. The amana, who's a bas koyin, gets 200. That's what it says in the Braisa. Right, the Gemara, Mishnah is not like that. But now, Tanan, Achas Amonas Yisrael, Achas Amonas Kanuk, Subas Amonah. And Ravashi, Shtei Takonis Hava. There was two Takonis. Mikara Takinu L'Psula Arba Meya Zuz, Amonah Amonah. But beginning when we made a Takana, they made a Psula 400 Zuz, Amonah Amonah. There's no reason to make Amonah more than Amonah, more than a regular Amonah. But by a Psula, who was a Bas Kohen, we wanted to make sure she gets there's a bigger penalty for divorcing her, because if you're taking a Bas Kohen and divorcing her, that's a bigger bazillion. This was 400 zuz. But Amonah was Amonah. But Kivan, the Chazuk of Mazazel, they saw that they were getting divorced quickly. And again, if a Bas Kohen get divorced, it's a bigger bazillion, they're more Chashuv. So Kivan, the Chazuk of Mazazel, the Kirilu Masan, there's Saka 200 taka for the Amonah. If the Amana, who's a Bas Kohen, gets divorced, let's call her Mrs. Cohn. Miss Cohn gets married and she gets divorced. That's a bazillion for her. So this Amana was Miss Cohn. For $100, they were divorcing her. For 100 zuz, that was cheap. So they upped it up to 200 zuz. That she gets 200 zuz. Kivu the Chazuk of Prisham and Ayu, then people stop wanting to marry Miss Cohn. Who was Amana? The Amri, Adonos v'na Amonas Kahanim, Nezel, Nisa B'sula B'Asrol. If I'm going to marry Amonas Kahanim already, I'll marry a B'sula for the same price as Bas Yisrael. What you see from here is like the Ikkis Zach and the Shidduch was, how much money the Ksuba was going to be. Because they say, who's I marry? The B'sula, I might as well marry a B'sula, same price. Adrinal Messiah, they put it back to 100. So that's why. So our Mishnah is going at the end of the day, after the second Takana, there was 100. The price was going in between when it was 200. Now, Taisa on the bottom of Dafya Bezim and Aleph talks about the different things. It says, Lekka Lameh with the Chada Takana Havayi, Umasisim Koidim Takana, Ubrais Lacha Takana, that's the Maskana, Shkin Lamana Messiahim, the Chazin and Hashtod, Lesson Messiahim. We see these days, no Messiahim. And he says, that's how he speaks out. This is another thing, Taisa. It's all Taisa on the bottom of Dafya Bezim and Aleph. There's another thing. But Lekka Lameh and Ari, the Mekarok at the Kinulu Basula Abameas, Tiklu Gamkin Lamana Messiahim, right away, they ain't svar l'sakin la'amon ha'masayim lo achas rod tzarich demzalzavu. There's no reason to make do that right away. Like upon him, at the end of the day, amona of a koyin bas koyin get the same thing. Amona of Yisrael. Zok the gemara vayte. So bezin shel kahanim, like we spoke out, that a pesula gets 400 zuz. Amar avidom hashvul lo bezin shel kahanim b'vad amru. This wasn't only the takana of bezin shel kahanim. Elafil mishpachos hamiyuchos hamiyuchosus b'Yisrael. The very chosh mishpachos in Klal Yisrael. If they want to do like the Kahanim do, they could do it. Again, the chiddush of that is that they could put it into the regular lashon of the ksuba, that the lashon says chazi lechi, that arba meis chazi lechi. You are royu for 400. Not the sefes ksuba. If it's part of the regular ksuba, Taisa the Maskel Bezin speaks this out, that they could do. And the chavur meicha, if they want to do, if the mishpachos and mechasu want to do what the Kahanim did, it's you're allowed to do that. If a person wants to do like the Kohanim do, What do the Kohanim do? Going bas Yisrael the Kohen, or bas Kohen le Yisrael, oisin. Like, the Braisa sounds like that the only time, the minig was that if it's a bas Yisrael to a Kohen, it has a tzad kuno, or a bas Kohen le Yisrael, which also a tzad kuno, oisin, you could do that. But bas, so it's mashma this Braisa, bas Yisrael the Kohen, or bas Kohen le Yisrael, who did you could tzad kuno? I'm a bas Yisrael le Yisrael, loy. It's mashma this Braisa, that even if you want a reitzel lasses to a bas Yisrael to Yisrael to make the ksuba more, you're not allowed to do that. I would just say that mishpachos miuchasos choshev mishpachos is allowed to do that. So I don't know about the choshev mishpachos of allowed to do it. But our this price is saying loy meboy, loy meboy kama loy meboy bas yisrael yisrael loy motzi amala aluyi kama alin loch bas yisrael yisrael is pasha there that you could charge more money for the bas yisrael if she's a choshev mishpacha. Why? Because when she marries the yisrael, she's not getting bumped up to bigger yichus. I have a bas Yisrael a Kohen, but a bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, the Motzi Omala, the Kohen can say, look, you're becoming now an Eishes Kohen, you're able to eat Truma now. I'm making you better. I'm not giving you more money. I'm making you better. Omala, Olu Yikam Island Lach, Emalai, maybe you can't charge more for the Ksuba. Kamash Malon, yes, you could charge for the Ksuba more. So, say, really, it could be for any person. So why is the Braisa pick this case? Tell you the Chiddush of a bas Yisrael l'kayin, that even though you're going up a notch, the bas Yisrael still, if she's a miyuchasas, she could charge more. So Moshe, good kasha. Why is it? What's bas kayin l'Yisrael then? Bas kayin to Yisrael in the Braisa is the opposite thing. There is going down, and it's what's the chiddush there? What's the chiddush there? So Echanami, they speak out. It's aga bas Yisrael l'kayin. It's aga bas Yisrael l'kayin. Yeah. Zok the Mr. Next Mishnah. So next Mishnah is a new discussion. Whoever didn't follow till now could join now. Zok the Mishnah. I know you say Esa Isha. This discussion of Mishnah we're talking now about the Indian of Bari of Hashem or Bari Adif. I know you say Esa Isha of Lematzul Basulim. A person marries a wife and does not find Basulim. He Omeres Misheres Tani and Nasti. She Tainas. That you're right. I'm not fighting you. I'm talking out of Basula. And what happened was there was an oinus after the Arison. And therefore I still get my 200 zuz because with Shasta Arison, I was a Basula. Your mazel, stachva means your field was flooded, which means it's your mazel that the oinus happened to me after Arison. That's what she's telling. Vuhu amar loy ki ela achla arastich. You bula before the Arison. And then it's a mechatoyis. So he's tining, it's a mekhtoyis, so pashta means that there's no ksuba whatsoever. And she's tining, no, it happened afterwards, the stach vasadeo. So here it's a bari v'shema, why? She knows exactly when it happened. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what happened before, he didn't even know her before the Arison. He has no clue. But he's saying, no, maybe it happened before. So it's a bari v'shema, so that's the shayla here. So Rabbi Kamil, Rabbi Lezo, Emrim Nemenes, she is Nemon. She is Neman, or say it's Masha's Pashal's Bari Hashem, she is Neman. She is Neman to say that it happened in the Nasti after Arison, and therefore that it's the Stach Vosadeu. She is Neman. What?
Every case in the world, you always have one side that knows
the most Bari. No, in Tabi Shemaya, but with tiny Bari, so then you don't know. If they're both tiny for sure, here is Neman tiny Bari. If two, I said, you owe me money, we both know. One of us are lying, but it's bari. I say, I owe money. You say, no, you don't owe money. It's a bari. I guess. Because we're both sure. Here, there's no way he can be sure. He's an automatic shema. He's not tiny bari. He doesn't know. And she's tiny. I know. I know when I became bula. So here, because bari is shema, bari ad. Remember, who's the muchzik over here? The shema is the muchzik. Muchzik means who's holding on to the money? The husband. So the shema here is the muchzik. Bari v'shema will take away from the muchzik. That's a chiddush. What? They're still. What makes the difference? Who's holding to the money is the muchzik. Rabbi Shua me loy me pionachai. We don't live from her words. Ela rezu v'cheskas beula atchalay to sarais. She's v'cheskas beula from before v'heta asai, and she fooled him. Atch tavi raya the rash. Those things are raya to her words that we assume that she was a beula before because you go basa the cheskas moment. The cheskas moment says that she must have become a bula before. So that's the machlokes over here. It's a bar of Hashem connected to muchzik. Who wins? According to Rabbi Gamliel, he says the bar of Hashem wins. Rabbi Shua says no. Why? That is the win. Why?
Because she's a bula before.
Because the cheskes mammon. Because her his cheskes mammon says that's the way to go.
Why?
Because he's holding on to the money. It's his money. Itmar, we learned in a brisa, mono libi yodicha. We have a different case here. I'm going to bring a case. There's also a case of Bar Vishema. I'm trying to compare it to the case of our Mishnah. Itmar, mono libi yodicha. Reuven walks up to Shimon and says, you owe me $100. Lo, I need that. The other one doesn't say, I don't owe you. If he says, I don't owe you any money, so then it's his word against the other word. But here he says, any day, I don't know. Rav Yehuda Huna Amri Chayiv, Rav Nachman Potter, so Chaykes. Rav Yehuda Huna says, Chayiv, because Bar Vishem Bari Adif, to take away from Muxik. He's holding on to his money. He says, Chayiv, because Bar Vishem. Rav Nachman says, he Potter. Now Rashi speaks out, even if you hold Potter, it's still Shvuas Hesis. When he has to swear, he doesn't know. But there's no Bar Vishem is not working. Can't be Moitzi Mammon with a Bari alone. Zmer explains, Rav Huna, Rav Huda, Machai, Bari Vishem, Bari Adav. When you have someone who's sure and someone who's a maybe, the Bari Adav. Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon, Amir Potter, Uki Mon, Maina, Vachasis Mari. You leave the money in the chazaka of the owner. He's a muchsik, and therefore the Bari cannot be mighty from the muchsik. Omalais, we have Machaikis here, Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, we'll call it, that's the name Zmer is going to use. Rav Huna holds Bari Vishem, Bari Adav. Rav Nachman holds is not. Omle Abayel Rav Yosef, Hoda Rav Huna, V'Rav Yehuda, the Shmuli. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, who says Bari Vishema, Bari Adif, is like Shmuel, the Tanan. Hoysom Mu'ubaris. It says in a Mishnah later on, if Isha was Mu'ubaris, for Omru Law, and they ask her, where's that baby from? She's not married. Matibusha Ubaza. Where's that Uba from? So he says, Ma'ish Ploini V'Kayinu. She says it's from that person, and he's a Kayin, which means he's a Miuchas. He's a Miuchas, he's not a Mamzer. Rabbi Gamil, Rabbi Lozar, Emrim, Neman, she's Neman. There it's not so big chiddush because we have to see what the Neman is, but there it's not connected in a chazaka. So the loch is she's Neman. Va'omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halach Rabbi Gamil, he passed like Rabbi Gamil. Va'omer Lei, it's when after the riot. Va'omer Lei Rabbi Shmuel by Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Shinina, sharp one. Amrit Lo Meshmei, you told us Meshmei the Shmuel halach Rabbi Gamil af Berishayna, even by the first case, my af Berishayna. What's af Berishayna? Even in our Mishnah. Why is it af? Because there's a bigger chiddush the bar is neman. Because there's kenegad a chazaka. There's as the af. My af, Bereshayna, afik af the ikalameim ukim on b'chasiz mari. Still, you believe on the first case. So they said that we pass the kamil even in our mishnah kenegad a chazaka. So therefore, as the Gemara started off, Abaye tells Rav Yosef, Rav Huna, Rav Huda holds Bari Vashem, Bari Adiv is like Rav Gamil of our mishnah. And it's like so. It's like Shmuel passes like that. It's like Shmuel passes like that. Halacha Gamil Af Bereshen, Af Bereshen, Af Kavli Gamil Ukum Anu Chasumari. Amar Gamil Bari Adav. So Zok the Gemara Leima Rav Yehuda Rav Huna Adama Krav Gamil, Rav Nachman Rav Yechno say that you don't say Bari Hashem, but Amar Krav Yeshua. Are we going to say like that? And that's a problem because we see we pass on Rav Gamil and Rav Nachman. So the Gemara say maybe these the Mechleikas Amarayim in our Gemara is the same thing as Mechleikas Tanayim in our Mishnah. Zok the Gemara no, that's not. I hold usually Bari Vishema Lav Bari Adav. Let's say by the money case, why I say you owe me money? No, you're not believed. But I can even stand like a Gemil the Mishnah. Why? In our Mishnah, the Bari Vishema has an extra thing. I know the Amri Afilik Rav Gamil. Ad Kalei Kom Rav Gamil Hasam. Rav Gamil only says in our Mishnah that you believed with Bari Vishema El Ika Migu. There's a Migu. Avahocha my Migu Ika. But by the money, what's the Migu? So what does it mean there's a Migu in our Mishnah? So Rashi explains the migu is that he or she tainted that she was nenasti after the erison. She could have said I became a mukaseitz after the erison. That she could have said, and that's much more bakavadik to be mukaseitz. First of all, it's more bakavadik, and second of all, she's still mutter to a kayin then. She's still mutter to a kayin then. What?
Then she gets less suba.
She gets less suba either way. She's agreeing. She's a bula. She either way gets less suba. She's tainted nasty. She could have tainted mukaseitz.
She's saying after
Ksuba.
She's saying after.
Right. So the Mukhez after Ksuba, she's saying. She could have said she came Mukhez after Ksuba and she still gets Ksuba 200. You're right. She gets 200. There's no difference in the Taina. She still gets 200 afterwards. Mukhez says. Because she said it after. She could have Taina became Mukhez afterwards. What's an Afghamina? I'm telling Afghamina is two things. First of all, it's more about Kavadik. Also, she's Mutter to a Kayin. If Asia Strolls Nensa, she's Ashta Kayin. Here, she's Mukhez 8. She could have said Mukhez 8. Tachtacha, under you. And she has 200, and it's there, so Maisa, it's a migu. She could have said a mukasei instead of a nasty. So therefore, it's better. I can ask you. It's not a regular migu. A migu means a tiny that you're more believed. Here, it's still he's tiny. It happened before. So it's not a better time when we believe. What kind of amigo is that? Amigo means you could have time that time and be more believe. Here's that, you're not more believe in Mukasates. So emphasis the Rishonim, the Rajba and others, that here about the Namonas Bar of Shah Bari Adav. You have we said he doesn't hold Bar Shah Bari Adav. Here you have a Migu to help that out. It's not a regular Migu, it's a Migu that Lamaisa could have tied in a better taina that make me better. Legabe Koyin, so that helps the Bar of Shema. And that's why also some Rishonim ask Kasha, it's a Migu Lahoitzi. It can't be Moitzi Mano with a Migu. Terence says, here's not the Migu taking out the money. It's the Bar of Shema. The Migu here is just to be Moisif to explain the taina. And Rashi explains, there's another case, the next Mishnah also has the same type of Shaila Bar Vishema, that she's saying Mukas Eitz Ani, and he's saying is a Drusus Ish. That you're a Drusus Ish. That's the Shaila there. And there, they're both agreeing that there were a Mukas Eitz there. They're both agreeing that there was before Erison there, before Erison. She's saying Mukas Eitz, and therefore you get 100, and he's saying, no, Drusus ish at, and it's a Mekach Tois. That was the case in the Mishnah later on. So there also we say Yineman, what's the Migu over there? So Rashi explains, there's also a Migu. Because there, she could have tied out Mukas Eitz Tachtecha, and I get 200. And she doesn't say that, there's also a Migu there also. So the first way Rab Nachman says that I hold Bar Vishem Allah Bar Yodav, the Mishnah has a Milo, has a Migu. Inami. At kala kamar gamil hasam el demina ukma achazaka. Avahocha my chazaka istay lahai. Another reason why you'll say Rav Gamil here is different than Rav Nachman, because the case of our Mishnah is better. Why? Because a person has a cheskes haguf, which means the chazaka is that she's a basula, and as long as you keep her a basula, the better. So therefore, she's telling that it was happened after Eris in the Nasti, the Chazaka supports her. Because Hemet Isha Chazakasa, that she's a Psula, that happened the latest time. So therefore, that's the mile over here. There's a Chazaka. And the next Mishnah by Mukas Eitz. So there also, it's a Chazaka that she didn't have beer with someone. That would be the Chazaka. There, like the Rishonim speak out, back upon him, Rav Nachman saying, I could be like a real Mishnah. I hold Bar Vishem La Bar Yodav. No, the Mishnah's better. It has either as a Migu, or it has a Taino of Chazaka. Of Hacha, by money, my Chazaka is Lahu. Islahai. The other guy has a Chazaka. So tomorrow, Hokinam is Tavra, Kimashinan. The Rav Nachman, Udon, Kimil. It makes sense, you have to answer this thing that Rav Nachman, who says, Baruch Hashem, Allah, Baruch Hashem, since we're going to have a Mishnah. Why? Then we can't Kasha, Hilchasa, Hilchasa. It'll be Kasha, Hilchasa, Hilchasa. The Kaimala, Hilchasa, Rav Nachman. We pass it like Rav Nachman, Bedini, which means, the guy with money, we pass it like Rav Nachman. He's not believed to take the money away. And Gabi our Mishnah passed a gemil. So what's going on? It's a stira. We hold Bar Vishem Bar Yadav or not Bar Vishem Bar Yadav. Allah Shvami No, Kinemas Vina Shvami No. It must be like we answered Shvami No. So it come out. You have to remember this for the next sugis in the Lovdus, that we pass a gemil only because you have two milas. You have either a mile of Migu or a mile of Chazaka. Without that, you wouldn't pass in Bar Vishem Bar Yadav. We're only paskining if you have a migu or if you have a chazaka. And like I spoke out, it's not a regular migu. It's just something that shows that she's saying the truth, because she could have said mukas eitz instead of nanasti. So like upon him, that's a raya, the barzav adav, or because it's chesed haguf. And for the next mishnah also, we answered what the rayas were. Maybe we'll say it over tomorrow when we say the mishnah on daf yigimel.